One more time, baby. We out here.
I'm just going to look to see what the planets are doing right now.
Yeah, yo. Tech issues all day, every day, you know? That's all the war report is. It's just
yes,
it's me and Sha learning how to use the internet and support. You know, slowly we get in there.
It's a weekly report of our limitations.
Real talk. It's visual proof of where our glass ceiling is. I like that.
Yeah, just, you know, what's thwarting them this week? Well,
I dig it. I'm trying, you know. Why not? You know, there's only so much we could do, Sha. I don't know why my dad thinks I'm the tech guy. You know, he comes over, he asks me to fix stuff on the computer. He asks me to Google things. If he only knew how little I knew.
That's the thing is, even with the little that you know more than he does.
Yeah, that's scary, yo.
Yeah, that, I mean, it is kind of, it's a little weird when you, if your parent knows more. I feel like that's how that's supposed to flow. And I, for a while, I was like, oh, I probably should have had kids so that they could explain, like, emojis to my parent. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sad because I never got to really fully introduce my parents to, like, I don't, you know, like, memojis. You know how everyone was making those little, and that's all that old people, once old people made little versions of themselves, yo, they've been in that bag for years, smooth decade of just
never leaving.
That's what never leaving. That you can count on that. Your aunt is going to send a miniature version of herself to you for happy birthday with confetti every year. It's so funny. But I never, they passed away before I could teach them how to do that. And I probably could have taught them earlier. I just refused to do that for myself. Because the way I would have to teach them is to actually make one of me and then show them. And I wouldn't. I'm not making one. Who am I? Someone's parent? Fuck that. I'm not. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. My mom took to the iPhone pretty easily. She's 5 years younger than my dad. And I think that was the first time I became aware of it. Like, I think that was just enough that, like, she's on the other side of that. Like, nah, I get this.
Right.
And my dad fought it for like a decade hard. He was like, nope, I want, like, he's out here with, I cannot stress, like, the most simple phones.
Okay.
Like, straight
are
up.
Are they smartphones? Or are they, oh, okay. Yeah, are they like flip phones?
Yeah, he had like the Razor, like the OG joint. He had that for a minute and he was like doing it. Like, that was an upgrade for him hard. But yeah, like, I got him to do an old iPhone this year, you know, and I got him on the computer about 2 years ago.
Okay.
You know, and I send him to do like basic searches. He has an email, but he only comes here to check it, to have me check it. But he's at least telling people, yo, this is my email. You know, when they ask for the email, he gives it off. But then he comes to my house. He's like, yo, we got to check my email. And then he makes me open it and look through his emails with him. But he's getting there. He has a process, you know. I'm proud of him. It's moving forward. You know, makes me wonder, do you think Bill Gates' daughter knows more about computers than Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Right, like today, right? Like you would think.
Yeah, I think so. I think Bill Gates can probably type fast on a traditional keyboard, but I think on a smartphone, he holds it with one hand and uses the index finger for moving around, which to my understanding is that's how old people use their smartphones, is they don't use their thumbs or just hold it with one hand and move their thumb around on the screen to do everything like everyone does. They hold it with one hand and then with the other hand, attack it with their index finger. That's how they do everything. To which I say, fuck y'all. These phones are too big for my little hands. If I want to use my index finger, fine. I updated my phone a few months ago, and ever since then, my right hand is killing me because I'm trying to hold. I got a twinge of pain right in here because I'm trying to hold it and reach around, and I can't do it. It hurts. So I'm like, fuck you. And I absolutely do it like an old person. My hands aren't built for that, you know?
Yeah.
So
we're upgrading now. And like, that was a big part of the discussion. Cause like Gabby likes, she was like, yeah, I want the new hot shit. And I was like, I hear you, but like, I don't know if you could hold the new hot shit.
Right.
It's significantly bigger, you know?
Even like, with those little pop sockets on the back.
Yeah.
You gotta have, it's not about, I mean, like my hand is, I guess, kind of small, but it's universal. Like my fingers are small. It's not like, like my fingers are long, but the hand itself is small. Everything about it is just kind of little and stubby. It's not long and graceful. Everything is stubby about my hands and feet. So I can't just like wrap around things. I gotta and grab them like that. And I can't. And so, yeah, I didn't think of that. I was just like, just give me a new fucking phone. Cause this, I don't know what's going on with the SIM card and all that. Just give me the new thing. And so I guess kind of accidentally I got a Plus.
Yeah.
An iPhone Plus instead of just a regular one. And the iPhone Pluses tend to be a little bit larger, and I'm paying for it now. In my little thumb wrist area.
Yo, got carpal tunnel now, you know?
Yeah, and so I'm sure, yes, that's absolutely something your wife has to think about. And I see now it's like, oh, there are pop sockets, great, but there are also cases with a magnet on the back so that you can recharge it in places, but the pop socket will get in the way. What are we doing? Like, I can't. So,
yo, and I told her, like, we already weird, like, when we, like, there's a lot of hurdles when we want to have, like, sexy time, and one of them is that, like, her like, you know, like old people when they go to bed, like I gotta put sleep apnea machine.
Yes.
But like her hockey equipment, she got like
a wrist yes.
thing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yo, like that was with the little phone. You get the big phone, like you might not have shoulder access no more. You know, like
yeah,
wow, you know. So yeah, I told her like, yo, like I'll order it if you want, but like, I don't want it to be a situation where, like, every time you want to use the phone, you got to call me. You know, like,
right? Can you press the other side of my phone, please? I can't reach the Q over there. If you could hit the A and the W.
Real talk, people's screens is out here looking like Tesla freaking navigation systems now.
Yeah, they're so and it's just that's such a young frame of just like just scoot your thumb everywhere. Or just typing with your thumbs, just boop, 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 boop. You got to give me a minute on that. I'm a little bit faster than I used to be, but I'm not as fast. So, like, I think that's where Bill Gates is. He might be not too bad with the thumb typing on a phone.
Right.
And on a regular traditional keyboard, he's probably zip, bap, zip, 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 right? But if it was just holding a phone and... He's not doing that. He absolutely is holding it. And also, he's older. He can't see, I bet.
Yeah.
So he's holding his phone at a far away enough from himself that it's just like, oh, dad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, we don't want to think about it because it's Bill Gates, but he just came up with the software. He ain't.
Real
I mean,
talk.
So what? You know?
Yo.
I believe it. Lots of things are open source now. Plenty of people can come up with the software. That's all he did. He just capitalized on the software. He could be bad at computing. Computer. Yeah. And, you know, young folks aren't even using laptops and computers like that anymore. They're doing everything on their phone. And so, yeah, it's just, it's such a different mindset towards our relationship with computers that I bet that Bill Gates is not 100% on top of.
Yo, real talk. You know how I know you, right? Like, that disconnect is crazy to me because, like, I got the new computer a couple weeks ago to process, you know, the stuff I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And this is how little young people use computers. My son came in and, like, it's like my computer, like, when you get, like, a supercomputer, for like video editing, they tend to overlap a lot with like gaming computers.
Oh, yes. Because
right? They're, like, they're also like high processing things. Right. So like my computer has like unnecessary colors. Like mm-hmm. all day, it's just like a fucking disco ball in here.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like it's just wild. So my son, the first time he saw it, he was mm-hmm. he was down here by himself bringing like some stuff Gabby sent down. And he was like, hey, Dad, just want to let you know, I really like that new speaker you got. And I was like, what speaker? He's like, the new music speaker. You put it on your desk.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah, that's my computer. He's like, nah, definitely not the computer. He was like, I know what a computer is. That's not it. It looks like a speaker. You know, it has lights coming through from inside.
Right.
And it has like a grating in the, like the concept of like a desktop was so foreign to him. He's like, he only sees some laptops and iPads as like all the computing you might need.
Oh, okay. So he don't even know about the beige days.
Yo, at all. He don't even know about like the I was showing him like the old iMac with the butt screen. With like, what? You know, like how the screen went like it was like a
With the carrying case, the iMac with the colors. Yeah.
He's like, none of that like made like we were watching a movie where that came on and that like the concept of that being the computer fucked his head up. He's like, that doesn't make sense. He's like, why would you make it like that? I was like, admittedly, that was a question at the time. Like,
I loved
it looked
those.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I wish I had, I mean, who has the money to own any, that I even have a phone is a wild, it's wild to me. But, I don't think there are any iMacs like that out in the wild. Like, I don't know if you'll just stumble upon one at a thrift store somewhere. Like, because they're so, I feel like they're all in either like, you know, props, places that give props to movies, you know, they're all in straight prop up. Houses or, you know, some Apple people are just like, I'm never letting this go. But I love those. And at the time I was just like, oh wow, those are so cool. They're a color. They're not like just this square thing that's like half the size of your desk that, and I think at the time that those came out, remember there were towers, but before there were towers just horizontally. So it was just like, and the monitor sat on that. Like my first personal computer was so big. It was, I think, bigger than my desk. And then I had a big old monitor sitting on top of that. It was huge. It was so big. Ugh. So those iMacs were so cool for being small.
Yeah. Wild times, yo.
Yeah.
You know? We out here, baby. But we struggling. We making it work.
Yep.
Being humbled by the technology.
Yeah.
You know? Doing our best. Surviving, just like Bill Gates, you know?
I hope we've said enough nice things about you, technology, and you'll let us continue to record.
That's all we're trying, you know?
That's all we're trying to do.
Let's get into the news.
All righty.
Australian man rowing across the Pacific Ocean, rescued after capsizing. Okay. Tom Robinson, 24, hoped to become the youngest person to complete the feat. He was found sitting on top of his boat with no clothes on, 100 nautical miles southwest of off the coast of Vanuatu. Local media reports say he was treated for sunburn and dehydration aboard the ship, but is otherwise in good health. Mr. Robinson's record-breaking attempt began when he set off from Peru in July of last year. He was hoping to arrive in Cairns, Australia by December. He was on the last leg of the trip after leaving the city of Luganville in Vanuatu on Monday. But Mr. Robinson had said this final part of the journey would be the make or break leg. It is not yet clear what caused his boat to overturn on Thursday morning, but his emergency distress beacon was activated, which alerted the local authorities.
Huh. Okay. That can't be right. What? I looked up, I just Googled, how big is the Indian Ocean? That's what he was trying to go across, right? The Indian Ocean?
The Pacific Ocean.
Oh, the Pacific Ocean. All right, let me look up. Because the Indian Ocean is big as fuck, it turns out.
Yeah. He was trying to row across the Pacific Ocean in a homemade boat. So there's a lot of signs there that this shouldn't have worked, little man. That's big. Too much. Whatever it is. Okay. Once you say homemade boat, like the ocean has to be like 40 feet for me to be like a believer.
Oh, no. The Pacific Ocean is the world's largest ocean.
Yeah, he a wild boy.
Encompassing over one third of the Earth's surface, approximately 64 million square miles.
Yeah.
What?
And you trying to go on a homemade boat.
Man.
Yo, Tom.
Come on, buddy.
Real talk.
You are so lucky that you just got out of there a little dry and thirsty.
Seriously.
Like.
You ain't packed no Gatorade?
Also, what was the boat? Does it say what the boat was made out of? Was it made out of another bigger, more successful boat?
Road salt, you know? Yeah, I don't know what homemade means, but I know they made it a point to say that. So like,
yeah,
it's definitely not official boat.
Yes.
You know what
so,
I mean?
So, and he was found on top of it, right?
Yeah. So still it floated. I'll give
it,
you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it floated. But he was okay, no, he wasn't. No, he was in the water, just not okay, the boat capsized. Yeah, man. I don't know about this, buddy. 15 months. Also, it was going to take you a year and a half. But let's.
Yo, when he left, he had just graduated college.
And now he's 37.
Oh, man. Life passing these Australian dudes.
What a mess.
Good luck with that. Don't do that again. For real.
Yeah, that's not smart.
It's not smart. You won't be the youngest guy anymore, I assume. That's probably why you tried it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it ain't even worth it, you know? In other news, U.S. Customs officials seized giraffe feces from a woman at a Minnesota airport. That's right. Federal Customs agents poo-pooed. Ha, ha, ha. The plans. That genuinely made me laugh. Agents poo-pooed the plans of an Iowa woman who wanted to make jewelry from giraffe feces.
I wish a motherfucker would.
Yo, straight up. They out here, yo. From giraffe feces she picked up on a trip to Kenya and brought back to the U.S. in her luggage. The woman declared the small box of feces when she was selected to have her belongings inspected.
Yeah, because it smelled funny.
Yo. Oh, my God. The woman who was not identified told officials she planned to use the waste to make a necklace and she had done in the past with mouse poop. That's right. Giraffe poop can be brought back into the U.S. with proper permits and inspections, according to the Minnesota Public Radio. The station reported that the woman won't face sanctions because she declared the feces and gave it to customs. The agency's agricultural specialist destroyed the giraffe poop. There is a real danger with bringing fecal matter into the U.S.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. This person had entered the U.S. and had not declared these items. There is a high possibility a person could have contracted a disease from this jewelry and developed serious health issues.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. I mean, I guess good on her for saying, yeah, that's my giraffe shit. But let's talk about the plan, the grand plan of like making jewelry with animal feces. Let's talk about that. What are you doing?
Yo.
Why are you doing that? Why would you do that with human shit? And
that's
if your answer is
to, right?
No, if your answer is no, don't do it for the mouse. Don't do it for the giraffe.
Yeah.
Right? Like why? Why? There are so many other things. There are so many other things that you could be doing with your life.
I don't get that at all. There's got to be other like ingredients, right? Like there's other ways of making jewelry.
Look, you can make jewelry with plastic. You can make it with beading. You can make it with like wire. A spoon. Yeah. Like, there are so many things. I've had a spoon bracelet before. Like, you can do it. My mother used to make earrings. Not with mouse poop. But you know, like that just seems so dangerous because jewelry is worn on your person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, I'm not saying you can't use feces for things. I know that there are places where people use dung, like cow dung, for like insulation in a yurt, in a house or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Knock yourself out. I'm not going to lick your wall, and I'm not going to wear part of your wall out to dinner. But like, I don't even. And now I'm looking at the picture of the shit. It's what are you even going to do with it?
Like, how is that a talking point? Like, you was out here wearing your shit mouse bracelet and chain.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Like, so you're telling me that so many people saw it. They was like, yo, that shit is hot. You got to keep going in that direction.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know what would be a banger? If you could get some safari shit. See if you can bring some Africa shit back. Do a little something with that.
Some shit.
Yeah. Some import. I mean, your domestic feces line is great. Don't get me wrong. Yo. But if we could get some international shit.
Your Etsy page is going to pop off.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? You know what? People like this woman travel all the time. Do you know what I mean?
Yo,
like, she's not on a watch list. Like, she's not. She's just going freely from country to country. And here's what her brain does.
Yo, and she thinks she normal.
And she thinks she normal.
She declared it. She was like, oh, yeah, just bring her back. That's right. You know what I mean? That's what I do. Why are we talking about this? You know? She didn't think she was doing anything wrong. She was so, like, upfront about it.
Oh, is there a different line for feces? Did I get the wrong line? No, ma'am. Every
I didn't
line.
Fill out the paperwork for the shit? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. That's wild because it is. They did say, well, I mean, if you had. There was some paperwork, and then we got to take it from you. But, you know, on your next trip, just know that there's paperwork.
That's it. You can bring all the giraffe shit back you want. That is wild, man.
Y'all
out of control.
Yeah.
Okay? There's a line.
There's a line.
This is it right here.
Also, how did you even get it? Were you out there under, like, just running out on the field? You know what I mean? How did you procure?
Yeah. I really hope there's not a giraffe shit plug. You know what I mean? Like, yo, my man, he get the best giraffe shit. His giraffe's different.
You know? We're feeding them glitter. We're feeding them sequins.
You know, just imagine the jewelry you can make with this shit.
Yeah.
You know
oh, my goodness. We're feeding it quartz.
Oh, man. Finally, Chicago woman, 104 years old, skydives from a plane, aiming for a record as the world's oldest skydiver. Oh, yo, you know, we got to talk to you. Stop trying to break records, yo. Real talk. Like, every article right here says, why y'all trying to do this? You know what I mean? Like, I understand if it happens on some happenstance shit.
Right.
Like, you fell out of a plane at 104 years old. You know what I mean? I don't know why, but it happens. You know what I mean? Somebody put shit in your book bag as a prank. You ain't know. You know what I mean? Maybe you fell off a boat at 24 in the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
In any of those scenarios, do what you got to do to survive. I hear you. And then called Guinness to be like, hey, yo, listen, this happened to happen to me. I think I got the record. But, like, don't set out to do this shit. What's wrong with y'all, B? Why?
So,
I would say life is too short, but admittedly, this lady's 104 years old.
Right, yeah.
But wow, like there's so many other. Okay, a 104-year-old Chicago woman is hoping to be certified as the oldest person to ever skydive after leaving her walker on. You shouldn't be skydiving. I mean, I guess you don't need the walker in the air. That's fair. Okay, you know, I'll take that back. After leaving her walker on the ground and making a tandem jump in Northern Illinois. Age is just a number, said Dorothy Hoffner, cheering a crowd moments after touching the ground on Sunday at Skydive Chicago in Ottawa, 85 miles southwest of Chicago. The Guinness World Record holder for oldest skydive was set on May 2022 by 103-year-old Linnea Ingerad Larsson, definitely butchered that name, from Sweden. But Skydive Chicago is working to have Guinness's world record certify Hoffner's jump as the record. Hoffner first skydived when she was 100. Oh, okay, she's late to the game. On Sunday, she left her walker behind just short of the plane, the sky van, and was helped up the steps to join the others waiting inside the skydive. Yo, that's kind of fire. Hoffner insisted on leading the jump from 13,500 feet in the air. She looked calm and confident when the plane was aloft and its off door opened to reveal the tan crop fields far below where she jumped. She tumbled out of the plane head first, completing a perfect forward roll in the sky.
Uh-huh. I mean, okay. She was strapped to someone, so. This is going to sound very morbid, and I'm happy that she is finding joy in these moments.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like maybe she's done. I feel like this is her way of telling us that, hey, y'all, I want to be done. What does it take? Does it take me jumping out of a plane?
Bro, it's all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. I'm gonna break a record now. Please. Just leave me be.
Real talk. This sounds like a vampire that's been around too long.
Yeah. Just like, I'm so tired. Like, I feel like just, oh.
How high do you want to go? 1,350? That's where everybody else goes? Yeah, take me up there. Whatever the max is.
Take me to the very top and then just go on and push me out. Oh, there's someone strapped to me? I mean, I guess. Just push me out. Please. I'm done.
You don't
I've done all
in.
I can do.
140. She turns 105 in December.
Oh, wow.
Real talk. She's really doing nothing.
I mean, I guess she'll do it unless there's like a rash of people over the next couple of months. Just like, I can't let this whippersnapper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I hit 105, I'm coming for you. Okay? It's over. 105 gas store jumping.
No.
Real talk. Mm-mm. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, you can't even get 55 Shalewa jumping. Yeah. That's not.
That's, what is that, 2023? That would be 2088.
Oh, yeah?
2088.
Okay.
December. Gas was jumping. October 2088. Gas was jumping from the air.
Okay. Mark it down. I'll make sure that Gabby gets that in her calendar.
Real talk, you know? If I forget. DM me with like 6 months because, you know, I got to make plans for that. Admittedly.
Right. Not the night before. Give me like six months.
The day before. Be like, oh, you said you was going to do this. You got to be fair to me. Okay. I say a lot of shit. Okay.
So 2087, let's start hitting them
up. Yeah, real talk. Hit me up so like, I can do like some practice jumps.
Right,
you
right.
Know, maybe I start doing parkour, you know, jumping off of stairs and shit.
Yeah. A year before. When you're 104, you're going to start doing parkour to get ready to jump out of a plane at 105. I just want to.
Parkour legend, 104.
For two months?
Doing rollouts in the grass.
Man.
Getting ready. You know what I mean? I'm going to make an action film at that point.
Can you even jump right now and click your heels together?
Hell yeah, I can. Hell yeah.
Okay.
So every year I do a cartwheel. I do push-ups. I do. Uh-huh. I actually do the heel kick. For New Year's, like, I think it's fun. You know what I mean? I do the heel kick. I can't do it on the side. Like I used to be able to do it, like the TV shows.
Yeah,
I can't do that no more. But I can still jump and click the heels.
Okay, so it's more of like a frog.
Yeah, real talk. It's an effort thing. I could still hit a backboard, but like barely. Well,
but you're like six something.
Yeah, but that counts. I'm jumping.
Okay.
When I I can hit the backboard, but I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't clap for my ball heads. You know what I mean? Like I can't like do a layup and clap. That's gone.
Okay. Oh, I see. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Like now, if I hit the backboard, there's no ball involved. I'm not playing basketball.
Okay.
Yeah. Back in the day, you used to be able to clap. I used to do the layup and clap the backboard. You know?
Right. But
I can't do that no more. That's not happening. Even now, when I touch the backboard. There's no clapping happening. It's just like a graze.
Fingertips. Your fingertips are kind of dirty when you come down. It's like, see, I did it.
There's nothing audible about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm out here jumping. But at 105,
mm-hmm.
October, 2088.
Okay.
It's going down.
Writing it down.
Scorpio style.
Yeah, boy.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be something.
In the air. Real talk.
Oh,
I'm going to make it a Scorpio event. I'm going to hit up Frank Ocean. Real talk. I'm going to hit up all the legendary Scorpios. Be like, yo, okay. We got to do this. All
right.
Make history. You know?
Uh-huh.
The oldest Scorpio tandem jump.
All of y'all going to jump together?
We're going, at the very least, they're going to be there to watch me jump. But I will,
okay.
I support the jumping of all the Scorpios.
Okay.
I'm going to bring out all the OG Scorpios from my era. There's going to be a bunch of like 20-year-olds asking, yo, who is this guy? Who is that? Why are they important? You know, a lot of that.
Okay. All right.
But it's going to be great. I'm excited.
Oh,
hell yeah. Mark it down. If you would like.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like front row seats.
Front row seats to
the
jump.
Field. This jump. If you want to be right in the middle of the crop circle that he's going to jump into.
Real talk. If you want to be around for my last day, you know, all you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You don't think I'm going to make it. You know, that's messed up. Admittedly, you might be right. On all fronts. I might not even make the day of the jump. 5 stars, you don't think I can make the jump, but you think I'll live long enough to attempt the jump. I appreciate you and your belief that one day I'm going to pivot my diet, you know? Very, very aspirational for me. You know,
yeah,
a lot
that
of hope.
Is nice.
Yeah. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout outs this week to FCBLJ. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the now practicing my stylistic skydive, Gastromonte. I want to do arms out like this.
Right.
I like it, but I'm going to do like, I'm going to keep my legs straight, like on some like Jesus shit. It's going to be
okay,
cool.
That's probably not. They'll probably tell you that is not.
Like, this ain't aerodynamic.
I don't think that's how that's going to work.
Always with the admittedly probably going to live longer than me. Shalay was sharp. You know, she has better
I'll
ideas.
I'll be there in the crop circle. Just
that's
like, oh, this guy. I told him I would. I agreed to it in 2023. Here I am.
Shalay, why'd you live to be 120 years old?
So, I told him I would be here. I called him last year and reminded him. So the least I could do is live for it.
Oh man, hell yeah, this is gonna be the least gravitationally pulled episode of the War Report. I'm gonna float through that joint, y'all. Catch y'all next time. Peace.